This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. In a big jolt to Aam Aadmi Party, more than two-thirds of the AAP MPs in the Rajya Sabha have quit the party and merged with the BJP. Of them, three Rajya Sabha MPs, Raghav Chadha, Sandeep Pathak and Ashok Mittal visited the BJP headquarters and met BJP President Nitin Naveen. The BJP chief welcomed them by offering sweets. The other four MPs who have quit the AAP and decided to join the BJP are Harbhajan Singh, Swati Maliwal, Vikram Sahani and Rajinder Gupta. Welcoming Mr. Chadha, Mr. Pathak and Mr. Mittal into the BJP, Mr. Naveen, in a social media post, also extended his best wishes to these MPs to work under the dynamic leadership of PM Modi. In a social media post, Raghav Chadha said that exercising the provisions of the Constitution of India, more than two-thirds of the AAP MPs in the Rajya Sabha have merged with the BJP. Earlier addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Chadha alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party, which was formed with the pledge to end corruption, is now trapped in the hands of corrupt and compromised individuals. He said that they will work together under the leadership of PM Modi for the nation. He said in the Rajya Sabha, the Aam Aadmi Party has 10 MPs and more than two-thirds of them are with their decision to join BJP. Mr. Chadha said that they have already signed and submitted all the documents to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. On the resignation of its Rajya Sabha MPs, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh accused them of betraying the people of Punjab as well as the party, which had given them the opportunity to serve the nation. In West Bengal, campaigning is in full swing ahead of the second and final phase of assembly elections to 142 seats scheduled for the 29th of this month. PM and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi yesterday criticized TMC government on the issues of corruption, unemployment and infiltration. Addressing an election rally at Baraipur in South 24 Parganas district, Mr. Modi claimed that the voting trend in the first phase indicated setbacks for the ruling Trinamool Congress in several districts. He alleged that TMC-sponsored infiltration has forced many youths of the state to seek jobs outside Bengal.
Bengal mein ghuspethiyon ko lakar basaya ja raha hai. Yahan ghuspethiye Bengal ki zameenon par kabza kar rahe hain. Yahan ke logon ka rozgar chhin rahe hain. Ek aur TMC ka corruption, dusri aur ghuspethiyon ka dabav. Bengal ke yuvaon ko अपना घर छोड़कर रोजगार की तलाश में पलायन करना पड़ रहा है.
On the other hand, addressing an election rally in Howrah yesterday, Trinamool Congress chairperson and West Bengal CM Mamata Banerjee claimed that the state remains in safe hands under her leadership. Union Minister for Chemicals and Fertilizers Jagat Prakash Nadda has rejected Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's allegation on fertilizer shortage in the country. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda highlighted that the Modi government has always stood firmly with the farmers and the availability of fertilizers has consistently outpaced requirements across the country. Mr. Nadda termed the statement of Mr. Kharge as a politically motivated attempt to mislead farmers and manufacture panic where none exists. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has arrived in Islamabad last night in connection with the second round of talks with the US. Araghchi is accompanied by a small delegation which also includes government spokesperson Ismail Bukai. The official said Araghchi would meet Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and Field Marshal General Syed Asim Munir. He said he may also meet the US officials for the second round of peace talks. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said that the U.S. Special Envoy on the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, and President Donald Trump's advisor, Jared Kushner, would be leaving for Pakistan today for a second round of talks with Iran. Akashvani, Prasar Bharati in collaboration with MyGov, has invited citizens across the country to participate in a signature tune-making contest on the theme Akashvani at 90, the new rhythm of Bharat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.